Charlie Lee the best.
Log Talk Radio.
176-0, soon to be 177-0. Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound, your host today on Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, let's see. I got some bad news for the haters. And bad news for this delusional Steve Almighty. Hey, Clown, I saw you posting videos. You're posting my radio on YouTube. All right, well, you need mental help for your rants, just like Kanye West. Kanye West is a mental ill musician, and you're just some mental ill bot, troll. Kanye West is a troll. You're a troll. You're both trolls. You know, he was trolling on stage. You're trolling on the internet. Now, wait a minute. Did I just seriously see a video? And there was like, I was reading. I was like, what the fuck? This motherfucker wrote. Charlie Zelenoff thinks he has a chance with Kim Kardashian. Wait a minute. No offense to Kim Kardashian. I'm not trying to, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But my wife, by law, still my wife, ex-wife. I don't want to call her my wife because I dumped her. Yeah, Daria. Now, we're going to get into that. Everybody knows she's crazy. She's a psycho. She's not a good person. She's, you know, wild bitch. You know what I mean? But let's talk about looks here. She's very beautiful. And I had great sex with her. No. And I was with her for 2 years. And I kept her for 2 years. And I dumped her. I could have spent my whole life with her. But that would have been a life full of misery. Something I don't deserve. I deserve a lot better. That's why I left her. You idiot. That's why you look at her Facebook. You look at her photos. She looks fucking very upset. You know, why does one of the pictures she posted, she looks very upset. You know why, right? That was right after a conversation she had with me when I told her she was begging me back, and I told her no. So, but the question is this. Steve retard, mighty, whatever. Steve deluded, Steve delusional, mighty, whatever. Listen, Clown, you need some serious help. I saw the shit you're posting saying that I'm bragging about assaulting another random gym member, and I think I have a chance with the stalking. Kim, stalking? Wait a minute, what? Did you see my ex-wife? Did you see how hot she is? A man that gets women that hot does not need to stalk other women, okay? You retard. I said, if Kim Kardashian's interested, she'll contact me. She knows exactly where to go. And she knows, you know, the restaurant. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said it's her turn. I'm not going to go looking for her. She, you know, if she's interested, she'll find me. That's what I'm saying. That's all I said. But the disrespect level, you know, a boxer of my caliber with you know, close to almost 200 wins, you know what I mean? You know, you fucking retard. I see you, like, posting all these videos. For one, Israeli Special Forces man, and then the guy before him, a U.S. Marine. Wait a minute, and then the Bellator dude, and then that boxer in the restaurant in Ukraine, and then that killer that I beat, bare knuckle. You're saying all these guys are random? You need mental help, okay? Hey, Kim Kardashian is currently married to a mentally ill man who is on psychiatric hold. You fucking retard. Do you understand? So, I mean, if he has a chance, then holy shit, the greatest of all time. The thing is, she likes black guys. That's, you know, but she dated a few white men, you know, more than a few, you know, I saw, you know, but they were all like pussy boys. They're like fucking Backstreet Boys, you know, like pussy boys. They weren't fighters or nothing like that, you know what I mean? So I don't know what kind of guys she's into, you know, that's why I said I need to talk to her in person, but whatever, man. I'm talking to different girls, and it's not just Daria. I dated, you know, so many beautiful women. You know, there's videos, you know, like, even Claudia, you know, like, Claudia was, you know, very voluptuous, you know, like, like fucking super tits, you know what I mean? What else can you call them, you know what I mean? We're not talking about personalities or not. We're talking about looks, because I don't know Kim Kardashian, you know, I don't know her. I mean, yeah, we exchanged a few tweets, you know, but come on. I know, Daria, we're talking about looks. If you put my ex-wife and you put Kim Kardashian together, like, just hypothetical, if you put them together, like, you know, like they're friends or something, you know, like how she was, you know, homegirls with Paris Hilton or whatever, you know? Let's say you put Daria and Kim, like, you know, in one, just both of them, like say they're hugging like homegirls, right? Well, Daria's a lot taller than her. Daria's 5'8", Kim's like 5'3", 5'2.5", right? Daria was an actual professional model. So wait a minute. So my wife that I dumped was a former model. Yeah, she was a chef after the modeling, but she used to model before. That was her first profession. So if I can get Daria, I can get any girl. You delusional, schizophrenic psychopath. You're stalking me, you son of a bitch. You're on the internet making videos about me. I beat an Israeli soldier, a U.S. Marine, that said on video that he's a U.S. Marine. And what do you say? You call him, oh, but he's not a boxer. Oh, but you're fucking deluded, man. You need help. Steve Almighty, hey, clown, you see those power shots that I hit that Marine with? You see those power shots that I hit that Israeli Army guy with? Why don't you come on my doorstep? You want a taste, bitch? Listen, if I hit you with those power shots, you know what's going to happen to you? A, comatose. B, you know, dead, internal bleeding, hospitalized, and you're rightly so, death will be in the hospital. C, vegetable state. That those are the three options. You're not a fighter. You sit on the computer all day long. What are you, the reincarnation of Breezeback? You know what I mean? You're all the same. Breezeback, sick in the head, mentally ill, troll. You, Steve Almighty, troll, making videos. Yeah, I'm talking to you, bitch. If I hit you with those hooks that I hit that Israeli soldier with, you wouldn't be able to make videos about me anymore. You know why? Because you'd be a vegetable, or you'd be dead, or you'd be in a coma. You know what I'm saying? You're sick in the head. Look at how many videos. Wait a minute. I won 71 fights this year, motherfucker. So you're trying to tell me that I assaulted 71 people this year? So you're saying that all my 176 wins, 176, so you're saying that I assaulted 176 people? If I assaulted 176 people, that's like 20 years in prison or life in prison, man. You know what I'm saying? That would be like 20-plus years in prison. And I'm not in prison. Why do you think when I beat up that Golden Gloves boxer, the heavyweight Golden Gloves boxer? Okay, arrested, but then they released me. Why did they release me? Because they had they got the phone, they gave back the phone, and they didn't even delete the video. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck? No, but why? Why didn't, like, remember, you delusional haters are like celebrating, oh, Charlie's going to jail, No, he's not. The cops viewed the tape, they viewed the fight, and they saw Charlie Zelenoff won. It was a boxing match. There doesn't need to be a ring. The guy was 26-7, Golden Gloves. And, you know, then he turned pro. He was real underground pro, not this box rack bullshit. You know what I mean? And I beat the shit out of him. And the thing is, that's what I'm saying. If I'm assaulting people at gyms, why did they give the phone back? Why did they let me go? Why did they, you know, I was just basically detained. But then when they reviewed everything and they said, all right, well, we don't got anything. You know, we can't prosecute him because he didn't do anything illegal. Exactly, because there is no assault. It's in your fucking heads, you delusional haters. You people are out of excuses. I fucking finished, you son of a bitches. Everything I said, going 6, 7, 8 years back, it all came true. Every fucking word, every sentence, everything I fucking said fucking came true, you dumb son of a bitches. And it hurts, you fucking clowns. Every time I punch somebody in the face, every time I win a fight, you fucking retards say, oh, random guy, assault. Hey, is Deontay Wilder random? Did I assault Deontay Wilder in the ring when I hit him with that left hook? And you fucking sick motherfuckers said that Deontay Wilder beat me. How? Wait a minute. So he steps in the ring against me. He gets punched, and he's not in, he's out of camera sight. And you're saying he beat me? No. And wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. So you get punched in the face, and you fly out of the fucking camera view. Like, okay, vice versa situation. Okay, yeah, me and Wilder, we both punched each other, but my punch was a lot harder and faster. My punch caused a lot more damage, and it was more impact, and I beat him. Come on, it's obvious I beat him. But I'm saying that vice versa the situation, if Wilder, right? Let's say I stepped over the ropes like that, and Wilder lunged at me and rushed me and hit me like I hit him. Everybody would be saying, oh, my God, look at this fucking... No, not everybody. I'm saying these delusional haters have been saying, you delusional haters have been saying, oh, my God, look at how Wilder TKO'd Zelenoff. Wilder knocked Zelenoff out. That's what you would have been saying. But since I did it, oh, you sucker punched Wilder. Oh, and then you got out the ring. Hey, I TKO'd Wilder. What happened after? It's irrelevant. He got TKO'd. What happened outside the ring? I knew I TKO'd him. I didn't even want, well, what's the point of a rematch? I beat him with one punch. But see, that's why only the loser wants a rematch. You know, why do you think he pushed his cameraman out the way? Because he knows he lost. And he wanted some sort of justification, some sort of revenge, something. He didn't get it. He lost by DQ. You know, and then I hit him in the body. Bam, bam. And then he catches me with a lucky punch, knocks me down. It's boxing. It's boxing, man. Shit happens. The best boxer in the world got knocked down. So what? So what? In the ring, I TKO'd him. So what? So he got a lucky knockdown. I wasn't fazed. And then he threw at me. He didn't let me get up because he knew if I got up, I put him down. And that's why he never wanted a rematch, because he remembers that left hook, and he'll never forget that left hook in the ring that I knocked Deontay. Wait a minute, I beat Deontay Wilder, and you're telling me that I don't have a chance with Kim Kardashian? I was married to Daria, a girl that you, yeah, whatever. She got, you know, her big time flaws, her drinking problem, and her, you know, that was for me to handle. And that's why I dumped her. But that's my personal life. I'm talking about looks, okay? Daria, former model in Ukraine. Beautiful girl, gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? 20 years old. Kim is 36, man. No offense, but Kim is almost 40. And you're telling me if I got a chance with Kim Kardashian? Are you fucking serious? Son, wake up, man. I mean, like, my people are actually telling me. They're telling me, like, dude, like, you're really going to, if she divorces Kanye, you're really going to go for her, man, again? They're like, dude, come on, man. My people are telling me you can get hotter, better, younger than Kim, man. Why are you going to go for Kim again, man? My people are telling me. My fans in real life, yeah, my people, UBF, you know, motherfuckers. Like, well, Curtis doesn't give a fuck, you know. He says if you want to hit it, go try and hit it, you know. I mean, I'm talking about, I'm just going to be quiet on, like, okay, Kim Kardashian, I think she's beautiful, and I think that, you know, since me and Daria didn't work out, I mean, if she wants to remain with a mentally ill man named Kanye West, that you know, you saw Snoop Dogg. Like, I'm not a big fan of Snoop Dogg. I met Snoop Dogg. We shook hands. You know, he's, you know, good rapper, you know, but I gotta, you know, admire what he was saying, that Kanye West is a fucking joker and a clown, you know, and I want to fuck him, or I want to date Kim, you know. I have the full right to ask her out, you know what I mean? Even now, but I just, you know, now I'm reading another rumor that she's hanging out with some football player, and it was another black guy, you know what I mean? Like, look, the point is this, man. Fellow rappers are laughing at Kanye West. Kanye West is a laughingstock. He's been a laughingstock before his mental institution. Bullshit, you know, his mental institution adventure, you know what I mean? You know, you haters, I'm sure you're very familiar. You know, you people have spent more than half your lives in mental institutions, so I'm sure you guys are very familiar with Kanye West. You know, you guys have a lot in common. You know, you're all mentally ill. He's mentally ill. So if a mentally ill man, Kanye West, has a chance with Kim Kardashian, the greatest boxer of all time doesn't. Is that what you're telling me? Steve Almighty, you delusional son of a bitch? Like I said, you know where I live, bitch. Come down anytime. Knock on my door. And then I'll ring your doorbell. You fucking deluded prick. You fucking bitch-ass fucking dumb Brit. Or whoever the fuck you are. Australian, whatever the fuck you are. You fucking internet pussy. You fucking cyberspace warrior delusional fucking retard. That Israeli soldier I beat. That was masterful volume punching. That was something that, man, the power of those hooks, man, that shit was nasty power, man. Just like Mike Tyson, man. You watch a Mike Tyson video, and then you put that Charlie Zelenoff victory, compare it, you can't even hear Mike Tyson's punches. My punches, literally, it's like fucking, no, it's literally like bombs are going off. It's like somebody comes in a room and starts shooting with a gun. It's like it's that loud. Literally, it's on video. But can you imagine being there at the fight? How loud my punches are? That's called power, son. I can kill somebody with that power, man. Yeah, I got jumped by two motherfuckers, man. That's 2-on-1, man. Sucker punch, cheap shotted and jumped. Why didn't they come out? The motherfucker that the cheap shot, after that, I was laughing. I'm like, what the fuck was that, man? Mosquito punches, man? Come on, big boy. Come out, bitch. I'm like, right now. This motherfucker didn't want to come out. He didn't come out. He went back in the club. He bitched out to fight. That's all I'm saying. That's all that all these pussies could do. Cheap shot, jump to multiple people. Because nobody can beat Charlie Zelenoff in a fair fight, so they resort to bullshit, see, to cheating tactics. This Israeli guy I was beating up, I was beating his ass and beating his ass and beating his ass and beating his ass some more. And this guy just doesn't know what to do. He goes for some kick. Bruce Lee came out and I'd murder Bruce Lee if Bruce Lee was still alive. I'd destroy Bruce Lee. You know what I'm saying? He was more into movies than he was into fighting. He may have started out as a real fighter, but he ended as an actor, okay? Now, he comes out with a kick. What do? I made a video about it today. I countered that kick with two phenomenal punches. Boom, boom. No, then I hit him more. It was more than two. It was like five or six. Then I hit him three, four, five, six. I just kept beating his ass. And then we both fall on the ground, and I continue beating him on the ground. It's like it's amazing. I beat this guy like... Okay, I killed him in boxing. It was a boxing match. It's, you know, but then he got frustrated. Then he tried to kick. He tried to kick boxing in a boxing match. He still lost. Then he tried Muay Thai. Well, Muay Thai is kickboxing, but you know, I'm saying he tried the Muay Thai hold. What happened? I'm still punching him in the face while he's trying to do the Muay Thai hold. Then we go on the ground, wrestling. He gets his ass beat on the ground. I'm 28 years old, and I got 176 wins, 0 losses. What's your record, Steve Almighty? You fucking internet pussy. Knock on my door, bitch. Like I said, come knock on my door. Say all the shit you say, all the shit you write, say it to my face. You won't be able to finish the sentence, because once you start talking, boom, I'm going to punch you right in your fucking mouth, bitch. And the fucking ambulance is going to come get you. I won't let you finish. I won't even let you talk. But you won't never come. You'll never come. You brave on the internet. You brave talking that shit. Oh, he actually thinks he has a chance with Kim Kardashian. Wait a minute. How did I marry Daria? Me and Daria had sex every day. I got videos. You know what I'm saying? Daria giving me head. I'm fucking her every day. Wait a minute. If I can do that to Daria, why can't I do that to Kim? Yeah, the girl chooses. Daria fell in love with me. Daria doesn't like black guys. You know, she likes, you know, white men. She likes me. She loved me, obsessed with me. She got my name tatted. I got a girl. I didn't even ask her. It was her own choice. She got my name tatted on her own will. It's still impressive. Even if you ask your girlfriend or your wife, like, oh, baby, can you get my name tatted? And she does it. That's like, wow. I didn't even ask her, and she still fucking did it. And you're telling me this Charlie Zelenoff have a chance with Kim Kardashian? I got a chance with any girl, you fucking clown. You can't sell me short, bitch. I got 176 wins, 0 fucking losses, you dumb prick. You're fucking writing, saying if I got a chance? What? You fucking retard, man. My wife is an ex-supermodel, man. My ex-wife, man, she was a model, man. I married her. I had a wedding with her, you fucking clown. She's not a fucking mail-order bride, you fucking retard. That's what I'm saying to all you normal people out there listening. These delusional haters, they will never stop hating, no matter who I beat, how I beat them. I knocked out a U.S. Marine cold. Whatever, dropped him. The dude hit the fucking shelf, then he hit the ground. The guy had a U.S. Marine tattoo logo, whatever, logo, USMC logo, knocked him out. These motherfuckers said, oh, you assaulted him. Vice versa, that result. If that Marine dropped me like that, would you guys still say it's assault? Of course not. That's what I'm saying. You people are fucking mentally sick. You people need to be locked up in a mental institution and never let out. Never let out. Literally locked up for life. Not in jail, in a mental institution. You haters do not belong in society at all. You people never leave your house. You sit on the computer and you talk shit. You're trying to troll the greatest boxer of all time. Whoever doesn't want to embrace the GOAT is a disgrace. If you don't want to embrace, then you're a disgrace. I'm the greatest of all time. 176 wins, zero losses. You seen the kid in Ukraine, in a different country. People were asking to take pictures with me, man. There was other fighters, boxers, kickboxers, Muay Thai kickboxers, MMA guys. Ain't nobody gave a fuck about that, man. Local motherfuckers from the Ukraine. That kid that took a photo with me, he put his fist up, man, the day I beat the shit out of that wrestler. Yeah, that wrestler just had the same coat as him, man. Are you kidding me? That wrestler was like 30 years old, man. The kid was 14. Okay, that kid took a photo with the champ. Why didn't he ask those other fighters for a photo? Why did he come up to me and say, yo, champ, can I get a photo, man? Exactly, because I'm the best. Steve Almighty, who comes up to you and asks you for photos or autographs? Who are you? You're nobody. You were born a nobody and you're going to die a nobody. Your whole life? Nothing. Zero. Accomplished. How many wins? Zero. How many girls have you fucked? Zero. How many women have you married? Zero. Your whole life? You're zero. If you die tomorrow, nobody would even know about it. You'd probably be cremated by, I don't know, whatever fucking inbred relatives you have. You know, they'd cremate you because they don't have the money to bury you, bitch. Well, I buried you fucking haters. And I bury you every fucking year. And I guarantee you win 177. Oh, it's going to be fucking brutal, you son of a bitch. Just keep talking that shit. Keep talking that shit. I'll keep winning. You keep talking the shit, I'll keep winning the shit. Fucking bitch ass clowns, man. I'm sick and tired of you fucking retards, man. Every fucking time I beat the fuck out of somebody fair and square, you fucking clowns come up with excuses, man. Man the fuck up and admit that I'm the greatest of all time. Admit it. You don't have to be my fan. Just admit that you were wrong and move on with your fucking lame lives, you son of a bitch. If you got a fucking problem, you know where I fucking live. Come down and get a taste of that fucking power, you fucking pussies. Retards. Clowns. Fucking jokers. This is what you want. You want shout-outs? You want a shout-out from the GOAT? You got them, bitch. Shout-outs. More like shout-outs, motherfucker. Jill Zavala. No, this guy literally made a video and said that, like, Jill Zavala, like... Okay, wait. So Jill Zavala got punched 7 times, didn't land a single punch, and he beat me? Now, like, this is Steve Almighty. I mean, this is literally... It's like talking to a Down syndrome kid, you know what I mean? It's like, you're not... You know, it's like, you ever see, you like, people on the street, walking on the street, and they're talking to themselves, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's like that. He's, you know, it's like he's completely mentally ill, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, like, the next girl that I'm a wife, you know, I don't know, you know, it's going to be a beautiful girl, and she's going to have a much better personality than Daria. I can get back with Daria right now. Right? I can hang up the phone right now on this radio, cut the air, boom, call Daria. Be like, baby, you know what? I'm going to give you one last chance. She's going to be jumping in the air happy as fuck, and then boom, if I go back there, same old shit. Drama, drama, drama. That's the way she is. Maybe she doesn't even want to be that way, but that's just the way she is. Maybe she wants to change, but she can't. It's her DNA. It's the way she is. And she even said, she's like, she said she's going, if I don't give her another chance, she's going to find somebody who's going to accept her for the way she is. Well, I don't want to accept her for the way she is. I don't. An alcoholic that breaks shit in the house, it's dangerous to be around a person like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, even Daria was like saying, like, we were holding hands, walking at the supermarket. There was other girls, because there's a lot of beautiful girls in Ukraine that, you know, wanted to get with me, and they look, a lot of them look even better than Kim Kardashian. So if I had a chance with them, then yeah, I have a chance with Kim. No, that shit really pissed me off. Like, what the fuck, you're selling the goat short? I got almost 200 wins and you're selling me short? I'm 176 and 0, and you're telling me, motherfuckers, Do you even read the shit they say about Kim, though? That she can't sing, she can't do shit, she's not really a celebrity. She got famous off of, like, I'm a real celebrity. I'm, you know, for boxing, you know what I mean? I beat so many people's asses, I got famous for it. You know, yeah, but what is she really? No. That's what people are saying about her. I'm talking about not just the internet, people in real life. As soon as I mention her, I'm not joking. I told motherfuckers, like, I showed them my fights of me knocking people out. They're like, oh, shit, you're the best champ. Let me get an autograph. And then I tell them, like, oh, what do you think, you know, me and Kim Kardashian? They're like, wait, what, man? You want Kim? See, they don't sell me short. They tell me, like, champ, you can get way better than that, man. He's like, of course you can get Kim. You can get better than her. And you're selling me short saying that you have a chance with Kim Kardashian? Motherfucker, what kind of shit are you on, man? You know what Snoop Dogg said? Snoop Dogg dissed that fucking clown, Kanye West. He's like, I smoke weed. This motherfucker, I don't know. Weed doesn't make you say shit like that. I don't know what the fuck he's on. You know what I'm saying? Daria was on her knees giving me head. Daria spread her legs for me. And I fucked Daria. Okay? And Daria's very fucking hot. So if I can do that to Daria, chance with any girl, you fucking delusional fucking retard. Steve Almighty. Put this shit on YouTube, motherfucker. Live and exclusive, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. You fucking retard. Bitch made. Pussy. Clown. How many fucking times have you been in the ring, in the cage, in any gym? How many times have you gloved up, knuckled up? How many times? Zero. Like I said, your whole life? Zero. Zero, zero, and zero. Box wreck is a fucking joke, retard. It's a joke. It does not count. Staged fights. Fake, choreographed, predetermined sparring matches. Boxrec is fake. It's a fucking hoax. How many times do I have to expose them? Remember that British Boxrec guy that I outboxed in 2013? Remember the jabs he ate? What, like, seriously, why do my easiest wins come against mainstream TV fighters? Bellator, dude, beat the shit out of him, ragdolled his ass all over the cage. These underground fighters, though, they give me much tougher fights. Than mainstream guys. Every time it's a mainstream guy, it's like, oh, shit, easy win plus moral win. It's like, you know, kill two birds with one stone, man. It's like easy win and a moral win, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, and a lot of motherfuckers just, like, saying, like, they're people say that Kim no, I'm not calling Kim this. I'm not insulting her. I like Kim. I think that, you know, well, like I said, you know, I'm down to go on a date with her, you know, and just get to know her and, you know, like, you know, see if she's really wifey material or not, you know, for myself. I don't care what tabloids say or whatever the fuck, you know, Media is all fucking rigged. You know, everybody knows that. You know, so, no, I'm not saying that they're wrong about her, or right or wrong. I'm saying I need to go find out for myself if she gives me the chance. But, you know, if she's hanging out with football players now, you know, That's what I'm saying. If she dumps Kanye West, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's like Charlie Z is, you know, the biggest name in boxing. You know, the star. Literally, I'm the biggest star in combat. Period. You know what I mean? So, but if she's really that into black men to that point, then there's nothing I can do, man. You know, that's a preference. You know, then I either get back with my wife or I get another girl, man. You know, that's it. Just put Kim to the side and forget about her, you know. I did for 2 years, man. I had Daria. I forgot Kim Kardashian existed, man. I was having sex with another woman, man. You fucking retards, what did you do, man? You talk shit about my wife, called her names, mail order bride, all this bullshit. No, she wasn't. No, she was. She's my real life wife. We actually got married for real. We met. Then, you know, we had sex, you know, we had a lot of, you know, experiences, good and bad, mostly bad, but, you know, we were husband and wife for real. You know what I'm saying? So, there you have it. So, my point is that if I can get Daria, I can get any girl. Because Daria is really beautiful. I mean, like, her body, her, you know, her face, you know, those lips, you know what I mean, the really, really hot, you know what I'm saying? Really, really hot. And, I'm saying if you put her and Kim together, like, it's a toss-up. You know, you got two fine-ass women. You know what I'm saying? So if I can get one of them, then I can definitely get the other, man. So don't ever sell me short, motherfucker. You're delusional fucking clown, man. Fucking retard haters, man. Mentally sick fucks. Like I fucking hitting a dummy. They're like, oh, the dummies don't hit back. Then I'm punching a real life human being that's actually thrown back, and I'm still winning the fight. They're talking shit. Oh, you assaulted a random gym member. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people, man? What kind of crack pipe are these motherfuckers on, man? You know what I'm saying? Well, what kind of, you people are sick, man. I get any pussy I want, man. And Daria's acquaintance, the chick that was cutting my hair, man. You got, I mean, yeah, she, like, well, I have a wife, man. That's why she didn't get with me, man. She, no, come on, not a lot of women want to mess with married men. Well, that's why my homie said once you get a divorce and you show that girl the proof of your divorce, you text her, because I have her number, you know, you text her the pictures, the papers, you know, the proof, everything, then I guarantee she'll get with you. Because she was looking at me, you know, she was, you know, but because she's cool with Daria, she was, you know, she had respect for Daria. That's what she told me. She was like, she's like, sorry, Charlie. She's like, you know, I respect Daria. I know you guys are still together. You're just going through some issues. I'm sorry. She's like, whatever. You can tell me all you want that you dumped her or whatever. You're still married to her. That's what I'm saying. Once I divorce her, I'm going to call that girl back if I'm not with any other girl, which I probably will be. Whatever. I'm saying hypothetically. I would call her back and I'd be like, now what, baby? You know, I'm divorced with Daria. I guarantee you right that second. She'll be like, oh, okay, boom. I'll fuck her too. I guarantee you, I'll hit that too. Oh, in Ukraine, the women are a lot. The women are even sexier and they're easier. That's why, you know. Yeah, women over there, man, they got the best pussy in Ukraine, man. But, I just, Snoop Dogg was like, I don't know, I didn't like what he was, because he was like kicking it with some paid professional actors before, so I wanted to knock Snoop Dogg the fuck out or something. Like, I don't know, I didn't like him, but, oh yeah, wait, this was Angelina Ivey, I was supposed to fuck her before, Angelina Ivey, man, Angelina Ivey, hey, like, for real though, Angelina Ivey is, like, honestly the hottest girl. One of the hottest girls. No, she's man, if I just, I don't want to say this because then it'll diminish my chances with Kim, but yeah, Angelina Ivey, come on, I mean, that girl is just like, man, fucking huge boobs, like mega tits, like big ass, like fucking, she was in Playboy. I mean, this girl was writing to me on her, like, first, I wrote to her first, but she wrote back. You haters never got responses. You wouldn't know what to say to a girl like that, man. And even if you would write to her, she wouldn't write you back. But the thing is, we talked for a while. We had it's, I think I still have it in my, it was a long time ago, man. It's like, we're talking 4 years ago, like 3-4 years ago, man. Yeah, 2012, man, yeah. I asked her out. I'm like Angelina, I'm like, you know, so what do you say, like, me and you, like what? No, I asked her to be my girlfriend because she was really into me. Like, she was, like, write me, and she was, like, put it like this. Angelina was supposed to be there when I beat the fuck out of Derek the Giant. She would have witnessed the boxing clinic. I slipped in the end, man. I beat the fucking shit out of that motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. If I can get a girl like Angelina to respond to me and agree to be my girlfriend, you're telling me that I can't get Kim Kardashian? Get the fuck out of here, man. Angelina Ivey's in her fucking, like, late 20s. She's like a year older than me. Yeah, she's 29. Yeah, so, I mean, like, supermodel, fucking Playboy model. No, she's a supermodel, and, yeah, she posed nude. She was naked. Oh, man. Whew. Wow. Yeah, but then I married Daria. That's what I'm saying. I had some really sexy girls. I fucked Claudia. Claudia was hot. You tell me I don't got a chance with Kim Kardashian? Well, you need mental help. This Steve Almighty guy, man. This dude is a, you know, sick bastard. You're psycho. Psychosis. Your psychosis is kicking in. You're so jealous of me. You know, you don't know what to do. Jules of all, he was too slow. He was easy work. I was jabbing him, jab, jab, jab. It was just easy work. It was just like, you know, like, so was Jules of all a random gym member? He was on television fighting these octagon commentators in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I beat him easily. Easily. It wasn't even close. Dude, it was a shutout. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. That's it, man. Nothing more. You haters can't say anything back, man. You can't say anything back because I got videos. I got fight videos. To everything I'm saying right now, I got fight videos to prove that I'm the greatest, motherfucker. 176 wins and 0 losses. Speak for itself. Cheap shotted? Jumped? Yes. Beaten? Never. Undefeated. Unbeaten. Defeated? Never. Never been. Never. Hell no, man. What the fuck? Undefeated, motherfucker, and I will retire undefeated. Nobody will. How the fuck is anybody? How can anybody beat a boxer with those kind of power shots, those hooks, that speed? Who the fool? How can anybody beat me? It's impossible. In a boxing match? Fuck no. Nobody can beat me, man. You can be fucking 7 foot, 8 foot, 10 foot tall, man. Nobody can beat me, man. You can be 10 foot tall. I'll hit you in the body. I'll break your ribs. You'll take a knee and you'll quit. Nobody can beat me. You can be whatever size, weight, height, does not matter. Nobody can beat the champ. That's it. I smashed Deontay Wilder. I smashed Jules Wall. I smashed that Muay Thai champion. He's really number two after me because that motherfucker, he was fast. And I still smashed him. I punched him in the face. That dude flew across the room, man. I'm the best. That's it. And I deserve the best girl. And that's what I'm saying. I beat Daria's pussy up. Since I beat Daria's pussy up, I can beat any girl's pussy up. So don't you ever, he thinks he has a chance with her. Dude, go look at my ex-wife. Seriously. Go, yeah, go look at my ex-fiance. You fucking retard. Claudia, Daria, both. Hot as fuck. I fucked both of them. So don't you ever say, oh, he thinks he has a chance with Kim Kardashian. Listen, Steve Almighty, you need help, dude. You're a fucking faggot. You're delusional. You're retarded. You're mentally ill. You're sick in the head. Stop making videos about me. I exposed you. Over and over. Every time I win a fight, I expose you. Stop making videos about me. Stop putting my radio on. I mean, whatever. I'm speaking the truth, but I'm saying stop titling it the wrong way. That I assault random gym members and I'm beating legit top competition. I'm beating legitimate fighters. Legitimate fighters. I beat a guy in Ukraine that killed people, man. I beat the shit out of him, man. Bare knuckle, man. And you're telling me I'm beating random gym members? Yeah, you haters seriously need a... People need mental health, man, big time. What can I say, man? Charlie Z, number one pound for pound, man. Tune in the next show. Oh, by the way, today's December 11th, man. 4 years ago, I knocked out Hoodlum. Gurney picked him up, man. It's one of the greatest knockouts ever. Yeah, punch was so fucking loud, man. It was unbelievable. Yeah, so... When I hit Deontay Wilder, it was a loud-ass punch. It was very, very loud. And that's why he doesn't want to rematch me, because, you know, he already tasted the power. He's like, fuck that, you know. So. But, yeah, I mean, Angelina Ivey, I mean, she was, you know, talking about women, you know, a girl that hot, you know, was responding to me, like, literally, she was like, hey, she called me babe. She's like, hey, babe, what's up? She's like, I'm like, what's up? I'm like, what's up, baby? How you doing? She's like, when's your next fight? I'm like, soon, you know? Like, and then I was supposed to box Derek the Giant. She was like, oh. She's like, yeah, I want to come. I'm like, wow. I'm like, but see, what happened was, you know, I got pissed off, you know. I saw her with some rappers, you know, because I was really, you know, like, in love with Angelina Ivey, you know what I mean? She liked me, and I was in love with her, you know? And I saw some rappers, you know, that were kind of, like, flirting with or whatever, you know, and I got pissed off at her, and I got pissed off, really pissed off at them, and I told her, I said, baby, you say you're my girlfriend, you know, you're going to date me. What the fuck are these clowns doing? And she's like, oh, they just come to my photo shoots. They're not, she's like, I don't mess with them at all. She's like, She told me, she's like, I've been talking to you, you know, I'm not, she's like, they just come to my photo shoots there, and I don't have anything sexual with them at all, they're just, you know, like friends, you know what I mean, but see, the thing is, what I did is I made it public, you know, I cursed these motherfuckers out, and I said that if they try to mess with Angelina, that I'm going to fucking, you know, hurt them, and knock them the fuck out like I do to all the guys I do in my fight videos, and Angelina got mad at me, you know, she said I'm cute, but, you know, violent, she got scared, basically, that was the reason why, me and her broke up, I guess, you know, well, you know, we were never physically together, but you know what I'm saying, well, we didn't, but the point is, I had a great chance to fuck Angelina Ivey, so, Angelina Ivey, most would consider her hotter than Kim Kardashian, so don't you ever fucking say that I don't have a chance with Kim Kardashian, you delusional son of a bitch. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time.